We are learning Masechtas Bamatzia Daf Kuf Dalid Amud Beis, and we are beginning approximately 8 lines or 10 lines from the top. At the beginning of the line is Ahu Gavra, so we're starting from Ahu Gavra. Ahu Gavra, the Amar Lahu, this is a Tzavas Shchimira. So B'Shasen, who is dying, he said, Havu lo arba meya zuzi lebarte b'ksuvasa. Give 400 zuz for my daughter in his ksuba. And the question was, what does he mean? 400 zuz real, and then you write 800 zuz? Because this is a place that is noyig lichval. So it's a big difference what he means. Does he mean to write 800 zuz and he's giving 400? Or what he means to say, write 400 zuz and really giving only 200? So that was the shayla. Sholok Rav Acha b'rei d'Rav Avi l'kamei d'Rav Ashi. Arba meya de'inu in tamna meya. Is it 400 zuz, and which means you're going to write 800? Or arba meya zuz de'inu, which is really masa, which is really 200? Omar Rav Ashi, you look at his lashon. You have to be medayik more in his lashon. Chazina. If he says give 400 zuz, so then we know it means 800. But we could write 800 because he's giving taka 400. But write arba meya zuzi, then it means inu masan. That means 200 because you're writing 400. You're writing the inflated amount because it has the minig, so it means 200. That's one version of Rashi. Another version of Rashi is a little different. If he said the word liksubasa, then arba meya zuzi inu tamna meya, then it means really 400 zuz. I'm giving you 400 for your ksuba, which you'll write 800. If you have a big ksubasa, that means it sounds like I'm writing it in the ksuba. Then it's arba meya zuzi inu masa. That's 200. So that's the two girsas. But Amar Zav Lohi, and the way Rosh learns it's neither one. Lohi, loish no dama liksubasa, loish no dama big ksubasa. Arba meya zuzi dinu masan. It's 400, which is 200. Ad ama havulustama. Until you say havulustama, which means like this, the Rosh explains. If you say the word biksuba, that's it, it's done. It always means double. It means like, really, that 400 is a double amount. The only time you say it means I'm giving you full 400 is you say havulustama, without the word biksuba. That's how the Rosh learns. Learns that this is neither Rosh. That's the way he speaks out. He says, this last thing, this lohi lohi, the Rosh speaks out, that it's like, it's like neither lashon. He says that v'loikalishna kama v'loikalishna basra, because in the first lashon the difference was if he said havula. Now I said havula b'ksuvasa. That was the case. Havula me'ezuzi which is ksuvasa. We say ksuvula b'ksuvasa. But here we're saying yeah. Until you say havulu stama, then it means exact. Then it means I'm giving 400. So the maravite who gavra the kabbal arav mechabre. A person was mekabel a land from his friend. And he said like this, Omar, if I don't work the land, I'll give you 1,000 zuz, which is a lot of money. What happened was, Oiver Tilsa, he left over a third of the land which he did not work. So he made it up. Anything he leaves up, he gives 1,000 zuz. So now if it's a third, he should give, Omar Adoy, Dina Hudi Avle, Tlas Meya, Vitlosum, Vitlosa, Vitilsa. You have to give 333 and a third. That's how much you give. Because you're giving it, because it's a third, you made up 1,000 zuz. Rava says, no, you don't give a penny. Rava ama asmachti. Vasmachti like kanya. It's asmachta and asmachti not kanya. Freit the Gemara, Rava, maishtam vatatan. Our Mishnah says it's not asmachta. Maishtam vatatan. I'm oivir v'loi evid ashalim b'meitvam. If I work, I leave the field empty, and I don't work the field, it says in our Mishnah, I'm going to pay b'meitva. It says you figure out how much the field would have made, and you pay that amount. So he says it's not asmachta. So the Gemara, and we said he spoke out from the Gemara in Ezu Nashach, that anything that's b'yada is not asmachta. So why is it asmachta? So the Gemara, no. Hasam, in our Mishnah, loika gazim, he made up to pay a normal amount. It made sense. It was plausible and understandable, the amount that he made to pay. Ha, Chakim, the Kaam, Milsa de Diserta, he said, hey, I'm going to give you $1,000,000. So guzma v'alma, it's a guzma v'alma de gazim, it's a guzma. The payment I made up to pay was a guzma. Alfezuz. No. Both are, the whole this whole din is only by kavanah. Chagiris you pay anyway. Right, he said like this. He gave himself a knatz. He said like this. I'm doing a steer cropping in the field. I'm going to give you a third or a half. If I don't work the field, I'm going to give you 1,000 zuz. I'm going to give you $1,000,000. Because I'm sure doing it. I'm going to give you $1,000,000 if I don't do it. Okay. And then he started charging him. Started charging him. That's how it's smachta. Our mishnah was a kavanah also. Also a knatz.
Are we figuring out?
I know, but why? I figured out. There's nothing there. I get, you get a third of nothing. I said, you get a third of it. Why am I paying there? Because this is Rav Yosef's kasha for that. Why doesn't he have to work? That was his kasha. Obviously, he doesn't have to work. The deal was that whatever you get a third of it. You didn't hire me to work. You made a deal with me. You come down to the field. Whatever you do, you get paid a third. You didn't get to make anything. So you need a tanai to say that I have to pay. But the difference is whatever tanai it was. Here, the tanai was a guzma. And our Mishnah tanai was not a guzma. Hu gavra, the kabal ara l'shumshimi. A person, shumshimi, by the way, is much more expensive than chitim. So, but the difference is that shumshimi, which is a sesame seeds, that works the land very much. It's very bad. It's hard for the land. It's hard. The land gets a little ruined from that. Chitim is healthier for the land. So here, he was a kabal to plant and work this field with shumshimi and give a percentage. This is a case of a sharecropper, a percentage to the owner. And what happened was, he didn't listen, a zara chiti. Now, of the chitik shumshimi, that year, he was very lucky. The chitim did very well, and it was the same amount and same value as shumshimi. So, sovar of kana lemeimar, menakelik chosh ta'are. He tells the owner, look, here's the kana. I'm giving you the same amount of shumshimi, but you gained a lot. Your field is still healthy. After a shumshimi crop, usually your field's not so healthy. But now I plant the chiti, you got the same value, but your field is now, you feel now better. So I want to take some for myself, extra money for that. No, you cannot say that. You know why? The owner says is, I need food to put on the table. My bottom line is the money. I don't care about my field getting ruined. I want my money. So don't tell me taking you off from that because you did me a favor. You didn't do me a favor. Amr inchi, chasha arav le chasha maro. People say, let the field be unhealthy and let the owner be healthy. We want to have food. And that was my Ica's thing. I wanted to plant shumshimi. I didn't care about the land. You didn't do me any favors. Now you're going to deduct that because it's better for me. I didn't ask you to do that. And therefore, you give him the full amount, the third that he needs or the half that he made up. Another Gemara like that. Hu gavro, a different halacha, but another Gemara. Hu gavro, the kol aro shumshimi. He's a kabel shumshimi, zaro chiti, plant the chitim. But here, of the chitim, it's fame in shumshimi. The chitim made even more money in shumshimi. Rashi's lashon is, hukru achitim. It went up in price. It's even worth more. That means the shumshimi's value for the year usually is $1,000. And this was worth $1,100 because it was a good crop and it went up in price. Sovra avinu lemeimar, yov le shvacha de beni beni. That the aris gets all the extra because that was his, it was his deal. He put in, he did the chitim and it was better. So he gives a third of a thousand to the owner. Anything plus a thousand goes to him. Omer v'achar v'difter Ravina, no. Otahu asbach aro lo yashbach. You think it's dafka him who did it, not the ara? So they split the value. Now the Bayan Peretz says, here we're saying, well, the ara ashbach. So therefore he has a right to half of the extra money that it's worth. So Bayan Peretz speaks out that he says, "Persekun trishni siyakra chitim." Frank the Bayan Peretz v'kasha. The list of the aro loy ashbach lemashmach. It's mashmach. The aro got better. Not hokra chitim is a chitim on a price. El aniru kamoish parashti shetzlichu achitim ma'oid because of the land. V'chitim shem amzaru b'shum shemim. How you gam came atzlichim? Yeshloim ma'oish shana meslechas chitim v'yeshum shemim. It was a good year that year for chitim, and therefore it was the aro that was ashbach, and that was the tainer of the owner why he gets half. And it's kash on Rashi a little bit, because hukra chitim has nothing to do with the land. That the chitim itself went up price. All of a sudden a boat of chitim sank, and now the chitim went up price. What does it do with the arrow? So the more about it. The Amrin Adoy. Hi, Iska. Now from here to the Mishnah, we're talking about Iska. We're talking about deals where someone invests money with someone. So Adoy says like this. Now, the case of investment usually was that you had here a guy who is a good businessman, and he's going to invest in buy a business with this. Or buy whatever, buy schayer with it. But he doesn't have money. So he gets a guy who has money, he's the investor, and he gives money to the guy who works the syndicator. He gives money to the syndicator who's going to do the job. So he gives money to him. So here, how do you look at that money? Is that money like a pekadon that the syndicator is not chayiv in the principal, and they split the profits because the syndicator is doing the work. The investor is giving the money, he's buying the money. So that's a deal, they split it. But who's responsible on the principal? That's the investor, he gave the money. Or you look at it a different way. So in Ardoi, they made it to Kona, the Evi Iska, Stam Iska is like this. I'm Ardoi, Hai Iska, Palga Milva, or Palga Bakada. This Iska is automatically Palga Milva, Palga Bakada. Why? Over Abana Milsa, the Nichle Loiva, Nichle Lamalva. We want to make everyone happy. Because the Malva, who's giving the money, is not happy that this guy's not chayiv in the principal because he doesn't feel so responsible. So he has to take care of half the responsibilities. And half the profits go also to the syndicator, because it's not right. He's doing all the work and I get half the profits. So that's the deal. It works like this. Let's say they give $1,000. So $500 of that $1,000 is the on the principal, the syndicator is chayiv for that. And he is chayiv for that, for the 500. All the 500, he's not chayiv for the principal. And they split the profits. So it comes out, it's really half hava, half pekodin. Half hava and a half a pekodin. So that's what we did. So now, Hashta Amr's Palga Milva. Now we're saying half of his Milva. So technically, if he wants to use it to drink beer, he can use it. Which means, like Rashi explains, he can use it for his own household needs now. Because 500 is Ava. So it's not a Pagod anymore. So he can use it. So let's say, you know, he needs food to put on the table. He can use that $500 to put food on the table. That's not anyone's, that's his Ava, the mice. That's what he wanted to tie in.
But when he takes $1,000.
Yeah.
You're the worker, I'm the investor.
Right.
Here's $1,000.
Right.
Giving it as a...
Right, right.
So that's the whole $1,000 and whatever the profits are.
It's a pecadon. So you're saying, I'm not responsible. I'm the guy, I'm the syndicate. I'm working on the thing.
You're not responsible.
Anything, right. That's the stuff. The management says not like that because we didn't want to do that. We wanted to have it a half milva. It's not right to the malva like that. Therefore, stam, unless you make up differently, stam case is this is half malva, half pecadon, which is actually a problem of ribbons. Because you're giving me a hava of 500, and I'm working on your half for free. So, and you're making money on that. So that becomes a problem of ribbis, which we had in the last sugya different ways. We'll still speak it out here, how to take care of that problem. So come in agav. But meanwhile, this guy at this point, could I use the money for anything I want? Zokt, rado, yeah, half, I can use whatever I want. Tell him a hava. Rav Amman says, no, you cannot use whatever you want. Why is it called the iska? I gave it to you to invest it. Not to drink with a beer. Now, why not? So Rashi says, the reason is that since we want you to make money on your half also, therefore you work hard on it. If you're only making money on my half, you're not going to work so hard on it. You don't care. You're not making money anyway. You're drinking beer with it. Therefore, we want you to work on your half also, to be in the investment also, and therefore you work harder. That's Rashi. Taisa is different. Taisa says, because we want to make sure the Karen's still around, just in case the investment goes bad, you have something to lean on. And that's what Taisa learns, that you shouldn't drink beer with it. The bottom Taisa, Shemetzia, Mafsid Amavish, ain't Karen Shaloi Kayam, Bain Loy Amalispah, ain't be Samechon if it goes bad. We want the Karen to be Kayam, and therefore we don't want him to use it. That's one halacha. Vaita. Omar Rav Idi Ba'avim, Vim'eis. If he dies, if the syndicator dies, Nasa Metaltam Eitzabanov. It becomes Metaltam, which means the children are not chayiv to give back the half that's Ava, because it's like a regular Ava. Rav Amano, they are chayiv. Lach Karla Iska, the Meis, La Yasa Metaltam Eitzabanov. Not become Metaltam Eitzabanov. Like Rashi explains, since he can't, this is Rav Shitasa, since he can't use it for whatever he wants, it's Meshubba to the Iska, so then it's like Karkoi. The whole part of the difference of the Taltam Kakai is, Taltam I can just move any way I want. So I'm not soymech on it. But if there's certain specific things that has to be done with that money, it has the same dinam as karka, and then the malva is soymech on it, and it is meshubit. Zogti Gemara Vaita, Omar Rava, Chodo Iska, v'trei shtori p'seid the malva, trei iski v'chad shtori p'seid the loiva. What does that mean? What that means is like this, that since we are worried about ribbis, so therefore, the way the people made the iska, had to make it in a way it's no ribbis. So what they do? What they do is that the owner, the investor, takes half the loss. It's a chatzi milva, chatzi pekodin, gabi the loss. But in the profits, he only takes a third, which means the syndicator takes extra profits. And it means that on his half, he obviously takes the profits, because that's halva. On your half, that's a pekodin, he takes part of those profits also. And the investor only gets a third of the total profits, which means a third is 33. So the other 17 goes to the syndicator, and he gets that because of ribbis. Because it shouldn't be ribbis because he got a free alva here, and he's working on your half. So you have to give him some extra working on the half. So he gets 17. That's the way you do it. But Zokt Rava, if it's one iska, don't make two shtaris. Because if you make two shtaris, the malva is going to lose out. And if it's two iskas, don't make one star, because then the loiva will lose out. And we'll explain the numbers here. Again, we're saying there's half the loss to the malva and only a third of the profit. So if it's one iska and two shtaris, so be it, the malva will lose out. Why? Because let's say there's two halves of the iska. One half made $15, and one half lost $10. It's 100 total, and he put 50 here and 50 here. The 50 put here lost 10, and the 50 here made 15. If it's one shtar, so then you do 15 you made, 15, you lost 10, the net is 5. A third of the 5 is the profit of the malve, of the investor. He'll get a third of 5. Okay? A third of 5. So that's what he gets. But if you make it 2 shtaris, it'd be worse than that. Why? Because so there he gets, did I say right? Let's say it's 15, minus 10, and you gain 15. Yeah, so altogether 5, that's how much it'll be. But if where it's 2 shtaris, it'll be different. Why? If it's 2 shtaris, so he loses on the 10, the lost 10, he takes 5 of a loss. And the 15, he takes 5 of the profit. So he lands up with nothing. He'll land up with nothing. If it's 2 shtaris, he'll land up with nothing. If it's 1 shtar, he takes the net. And the net is 5, he gets a third of the 5. But if it's 2 different shtaris, he'll end up with nothing, because he takes half the loss of the 10, and he takes only a third of the gain of 15. So if it's one iska, make sure it's 1 shtar. And if it's 2 shtaris, we say the malva. The opposite case, trei iski v'chad shtar, we say the loiva. If it was 2 iskas, which means 2 different days, 2 different investments, but you put it into 1 shtar. So if you put it into 1 shtar, then the loiva is going to lose. Let's do the same example for the fun of it. The same example here. If it's 1 shtar, so the net is 5, the net's 5, he takes 2/3 of 5, the loiva. But if it would be 2 shtaris, he would get more. Because if it would be 2 shtaris, he would lose a 5 and get a 10, so he would get a net 5. Instead of netting 2/3 of 5, the net 5. So it's better, so the bottom line is, like Rashi says, the 8th type of Kamash one is, that always write shtar corresponding to iskas. If it's 2 iskas, write 2 shtars. If it's 1 iska, write 1 shtar. And that's the fair thing to do. Once you start changing it, someone's going to lose either the malva or loiva. And Met Shem, on tomorrow's year, we're going to have to continue the dinim of iska.